The ocean of bliss is like a bank account with an unlimited, infinite amount of money in it. And just instead of money, it is actually filled with bliss and happiness, calm, ease, and peace of mind. Now, this account is already in your name, and the funding is infinite. You can access it anytime you want, when you are sitting in meditation, or when you're actually out and about in the middle of your busy, hectic day. And to access it when you're on the go, this is what techniques like zero-minute meditation are meant to also teach you. And the thing with this bank account is that the more you draw from it, the easier it gets. It's more like a habit, and the bankers at the bank start to get to know you as a regular customer. As you're walking in, they're already getting your withdrawal ready for you to take out. And just like flexing a real muscle, the more you do it, the more it gets quicker and easier and stronger with each time. It replenishes itself forever. And the Hindu term for it is actually Ananda Nidhim, which literally means not the ocean of bliss, but the storehouse of bliss. Now, eventually, you will not need to meditate at all because you will have a direct, live, and sustained connection into this ocean of bliss continuously, all the day, all the time, for the rest of your life until the day you die. And even when you get to this point, you're still going to meditate, but not because you have to or because you're trying to get to enlightenment or anything fancy like that, but rather because it is just fun and it feels good. Just like, you know, eating chocolate ice cream. You don't need a reason to do it. Alone in a room, you just eat your chocolate ice cream. You don't need a reason, and that's what the ocean of bliss is like. I'm Artie Wu with Preside Meditation. To get more quick tips like this, sign up for email in the box below, and I will see you soon.